America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I greet you on this Friday, a call for revival. I appreciate Dr. Caudle doing our intro and Brother Baron Fox for the use of the song. And these good men have allowed me to do that, and I appreciate it. Amen. I want to see our churches revived. Friend, you know, I look around at young people. The other day, in our building here, little kids were in here, little six-year-old girl and a little boy. And I want to see them grow up in the same America, have the same spiritual privileges that I have had down through the years. I've grown up in a time of freedom. I've grown up in a time when our church doors are open. Now, you may think, and you say, "Oh, you're sounding alarm for no reason." You know, the Bible talked about in Ezekiel 33, God set a watchman over the land. And if the watchman didn't blow the trumpet, the blood would be required in his hands. And I know I blow the trumpet. Sometimes I blow it a little loud and I irritate people. But folk, I don't want your blood on my hands. I love you. But we've all got to try to get closer to God. One of the things in my life I'm trying to do is get closer to Him every day. Father, take this message and use it for your glory. Thank you for all you've done. Lord, will you revive us a little bit, God, in these days? Give us a little reviving in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the message of the word of the Lord on this Friday. Remain. I'm not quoting that word for it, but it's Genesis 8:22. You need to read that. Have you ever thought that science has it wrong, that God's going to be the one to destroy this world? You ever thought about that? I don't put a lot of things in science that tells me the world's 252 billion years old. I'm glad that Dr. Know-It-All was around here 250 million years ago, so he knew about it. Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't even know what 100 years ago was. It wasn't for history. Brother, God made things with age on it. Amen. Listen, you can't understand God. You don't want to understand Him. Amen. If you did, you wouldn't be God. Oh, that God would live in our society. I mean, listen, you just go. You go now. It ain't just in the world. You go in the hospital. Mama was in the hospital several years ago. It took us all evening to get her registered in the hospital. I was tired. Long about midnight, I walked up to the nurse's station to ask a question or get ready to leave or do something, whatever it was to get ready to do. I heard a nurse do something I never heard anybody do before in my life. Now, I guess I'm sheltered. I guess I'm just... I'd heard people call God's name in vain before in my life. I had. I'd heard people cuss before in my life. But never in my life had I heard anybody take the name of Jesus like she did that night. And it wounded my heart standing there in that hospital. Let me say to you, our society is full of cussing, drugs, immorality, sex, liquor. You go to where they are and try to win them to God, they'll tell you, "I don't want to give them a sin up." Brother, this nation needs revival. May not clean the whole nation up, but we could have revival. We could all that God would live in our seats of government. You see, our government is as a form of. But by the way, we had one of the House of Representatives made this statement a few years ago. He said, "God has no place in the House of Representatives." Let me tell you something, brother. When you take God out of government, that's what this crowd of liberals want. They want a nation without God. Your nation will fall. You're getting ready to be a third world country. You're getting ready to be divided. It's not political what I'm preaching. What I'm preaching is the Bible. The only hope is to get back with God. You better start living right. You better go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You better lay the golf clubs down and the fishing boat down on Sunday and get in the house of God. You better get the fear of God about you. Or we're going to lose it, brother. Oh, that God would live on our Supreme Court. You say, "But our court's doing pretty good."
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.